My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen and watch each and every day. And I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here. Thank you very much to the TECN-TV family for making us the number one program on TECN-TV, closing in on 1.4 million viewers for the year. Very, very excited about that. And we're grateful to you for tuning in with us each and every day, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 10 Texas time, and much earlier than that, on the West Coast. Hang on a minute. I'm seeing that somehow my volume dipped a little bit over, and I kid you not. It's like, I don't want to say gremlins, but it is. It's like something crawls into the system and just changes configurations. It's the most bizarre thing I know. Anyway, great program lined up for you. Ward Connerly will be with us coming up bottom of hour number three. Dr. Judy Mikovits is with us today. We'll talk about how God is the answer to overcoming medical tyrants. Patrick Byrne with America First will be with us today as well. Michelle Swinnick, who is Everything Home, starting a brand new program here on TECNT. Well, not brand new. She's bringing her show onto TECN-TV, and we'll talk about that coming up with her. Let's see. And bottom of this hour, Senator Ted Harvey of the Stop Joe PAC will be with us, and we'll be visiting with him about some of the tight Senate races across the country, and in particular in North Carolina. But, yeah, big doings down there. Obama has decided to jump in and do a commercial for the, of course, the progressive communist that's running in North Carolina. So, yeah, we'll talk about that coming up. But joining me right now with his brand new Tennessee Volunteers shirt is America's coach. I want to welcome Joe Kennedy to the program. Joe, welcome. Good to have you, brother.
It's good to see you again, my friend.
Oh man, it's always good to see you. It's always good to see you. And, just, our shout out to you and Denise and your lovely family. We just really appreciate you so very much, and the stand that you have taken for God, for Christ, for prayer, for religious freedom here in our country. And we are excited about the victory that you have won. But as you said in the last visit when we were together last, you know, it's far from over.
Yes, that is very true. As soon as you win that first one, everybody else is going to be coming against you. It's kind of like when you're the number one fighter, you know, everybody's in line to take over number one. So you always have to be ready.
You know, it's and one of the areas that they're, you know, the people have forgotten about is this Equality Act, the H.R. 5 Equality Act. The House passed it. It's truly the most radical piece of legislature that we've probably ever had passed in our Congress relative to its nullification of religious freedom and the First Amendment.
Yeah, it kind of goes in a slap in the face of a lot of people. And I don't know if that's a dig just because they're about to lose the election and hopefully the House and the Senate. But yeah, he could see how it would definitely rub a lot of people the wrong way, especially today's age where, you know, we preach this diversity and equality. Well, then why do we have to pass these special acts to do it? You know, I mean, nobody's special. We're all the same. So why are certain people, you know, a whole lot, I don't know, more special than others?
Well, it's the you know, the thing that I think is that a lot of folks are maybe not aware of or you know have not recognized yet with regards to this is that, like you said, you're creating this special class, and you're essentially saying no matter what your religious beliefs are, no matter what God's word says, and if you follow the word of God and you're a Christian, it doesn't matter, because if you speak out against, and it's not even against, if you speak for marriage between a man and a woman and God's vision for relationship, then you are now going to be prosecuted and potentially facing jail time.
Yeah, I mean, you take a look at the people that have already dealt with that. You got the Kleins that did that. Jack, who's still trying to, you know, keep his business together. And yeah, people just go on attacking people. And it's going to get a whole lot worse when you start making people having special powers and privileges. It makes absolutely no sense why anyone would ever have a special privilege. It to me, it makes absolutely no sense. And it's interesting how they do it right off of the surface, because they say, oh yeah, we have this bill that we passed And this is what it does. And it sounds, oh, well, that doesn't sound offensive at all. But once you start digging into it and find out, well, hey, this is at a cost of other people. This isn't just giving somebody, you know, to feel like everybody else. This is removing stuff from other people. So it's like you're robbing from one person or one class, or, you know, there they go trying to make it all, you know, the country divided again, and start giving other people the rights that everybody already has.
Well, you know, you're a coach and an educator. You understand how impressionable young people are and young people's minds. And there are certain things that you can't unsee. You can't undo once you have presented them. The drag queen issue that's being forced on 4 and 5 year olds. The pornography that's being found in books in schools. I'm sure, even though you have been away for, you know, all this time as you've been fighting the fight that you've been fighting to be able to just take a knee and pray, but even still, you had to be aware of the kinds of materials that were present in your high school.
Oh yeah, and the high school, actually, it's funny how the high school is kind of relatively left alone. It's at the middle school and the preschools where a lot of these attacks have already happened. And nobody thinks to look at, you know, what is Timmy and Susie reading in first grade, because, you know, they're supposed to be learning how to read, how to write, arithmetic, you know, those kind of things like that. They're supposed to be in the building blocks. You never would expect a 5 or 6 year old to be learning about sex and sexuality and all these things that is unfathomable to see that this is at the youngest ages. It's like high school, they're already broken, and we'll give them a time off during that time to actually explore. And then when they go to reinforce it, once they get off into college. So it's, the high schools, yeah, I mean, they're doing the religion thing, I think. I think they're really trying to pound that there. But the whole who you are and what you are and what you could be is all at those building block ages, which is terrifying.
It you know, I can only imagine, too, that, you know, because as a coach, one of the other things that you do is you're engaged and involved in counseling. I mean, that's, you know, it's coaching, counseling, guiding, directing. You know, these young men and young women as well. I would imagine that what we're just now beginning to see because of the shutdown and the pandemic and so on and so forth, these are things that you've been dealing with for many years now, I assume.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's been going on. So I started coaching in 2008. So okay. Yeah, it's been a long time. And you know, you think that it just began to, they scratch the surface during that time, and they don't do everything overnight. They try to seep it in a little at a time. So it's not noticeable. And once it comes to light, then it's like, oh, what? And we all respond. It's pretty sad when we don't know what's going on in our schools. We don't know what's going on with our children. And what are they learning? How are they learning it? I mean, this isn't something new. They've been slowly doing this for who knows how long. I don't even know right when the first time was, but it's been on for quite a while.
Well, if you go back and look at the origins of this, this goes all the way back to Alfred Kinsey, and so those kinds of experiments, I believe, were going on back in the 40s.
Yeah, oh, but you could even go back farther, and you could go to the Bible and see how much wickedness went on in some of those cities. And yeah, sure. It's like they take a chapter out of the good book and try to install it in today. It's baffling.
Well, and not any of the good stuff out of the good book, by the way.
Right, exactly.
I think that's the thing that is, you know, that's really most shocking about all of this. You've fought this battle as it relates to, you know, just the ability to be able to pray. And I know you've gotten a victory with regards to this. the other side of this, and this is something that, that was really stunning to me when I started this program 11 years ago, was the conversations that I would have about, you know, the crosses and how the crosses were threatened with being removed if any religious connotation was attached to them. Do you feel as though with the victory that you've had that we might possibly be able to start moving in the direction of recognizing the cross placed in a public place as something that does in fact represent Christ?
Yeah. So the most interesting thing with my case is I thought this was just a case of a coach wanting to pray after a football game. Something so simple, something that is not newsworthy or anything like that. But God had other plans for it. And I think the enemy tried to spin it up more and it totally backfired on him, because you take a look at what happened, and now religion is welcome back in it the way it originally intended to be, back into the public square. We've just been poisoned for the past 50 years where, you know, we think that, oh, it's against the law to have any of this, the Ten Commandments, a cross, or any kind of religious
expression,
symbols,
right? Yeah.
And that's not the way that the Constitution was originally designed. It's not what it's supposed to be about.
We're going to take a quick break. Let's talk about what it's about right after this brief break.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free, or my 6-piece towel sets.
buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Joe Kennedy, Coach. Coach Joe, America's coach, right here on Chosen Generation Radio. Coach, you were talking about, you know, the significance of the victory that you won and, you know, that, you know, you were like thinking, okay, this is kind of a simple deal. It's just, I'm just going to pray. I mean, that's all I want to do. I just want to kneel and I want to pray. And I've got some young people that say, hey, you know, coach, we'd like to come out and pray with you. Okay, that's fine. But nothing was mandatory. It wasn't a quote unquote school activity. It wasn't a team activity. It was just an individual coach saying, God, thank you that my players are safe. Thank you, God, that nobody got hurt today. And thank you, God, that we can play this great game, you know, here in Bremerton, Washington.
Yeah. And you know, when we get this, victory, it says so much that we can actually, like you alluded before, that we can bring the crosses. We can bring Bibles. We can bring the Ten Commandments. All the things that have been taken down and are in storage somewhere, all of those could come back up. My biggest fear is that people have just forgotten about it and forgotten what our roots were, and they're going to sit there. It takes a little bit of effort after you get a win to actually go get your season back on track. You sure need to be able to start training everybody again with, hey, these are the fundamentals. So, you know, that's a big challenge is, okay, you don't take the win and sit on your butt. You get up and do something about it. If your Ten Commandments aren't there, go and have them put back up. If the crosses have been taken down, go find those, dust them off, polish them up, and get them back out there. Just because we have the right, it's not going to do any good if it just sits there. It's like a muscle. You have to use it. So people need to get off their butt and go find these things and start living the way that we were originally
intended to do. Well, the intention of our founding fathers. It's interesting that you say that because I, you know, years ago we were living out in California and a young lady came to the door and she was selling those, Encyclopedia Britannicas.
Oh, and, you just dated yourself, yeah.
Yeah, okay, there you go, right? And so, yeah, so it was, you know, about 20 years ago. Anyway, so she comes to the door, and I was a Russian linguist during the Cold War, so anytime that I detect the language, I love to be able to practice a little bit, you know, practice my language skills. And I could tell she sounded like she had the accent, and so I asked her in Russian, "Do you, you know, znaете русский язык?" And she was like, "Да." And so we talked a little bit, and she was a, you know, younger gal, and so I had asked her about, you know, what was, well, then we got on the topic. Obviously, I talk about the Lord. It's just kind of what I do. And we got onto that topic and she was like, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. And I said, oh, that's great. And, but then she said that she came to faith in Africa.
Oh.
And I was like, why? And she said, well, no, because I went to Africa, doing something similar to this. And then I got taken and that's where I got saved. And I said, well, but what about, you know, in Russia, what about where you grew up? And she said, oh no, nobody goes to church. I said, wait a minute. The fall of the wall, the churches are open. She said, yeah, but you have to understand that for 50 years, exactly, we were told there was no God.
Right.
So when the churches reopened, the people were like, well, we didn't need God for the last 50 years. Why do we need God now? And it just, folks, listen to what Coach is saying, because, man, America has been told for at least 30, maybe 40 years through the frog in the water effect, you can't say that cross in the cemetery has anything to do with Jesus Christ. You know, since 1960, you can't bring your Bible to school. You can't pray in school. Coach, we're in a serious place when it comes to this.
Oh, we absolutely are. And it, you know, just because, and like we say, you know, just because we got this victory, you know, hey, we're just jumping back into a bigger pot. We're that frog still. That never changes. It's just a different looking pot. And again, we're going to be in the same situation unless we do something different. You know, the whole thing about insanity, well, we've been doing that a lot and we just keep repeating our own cycles. We need to get out of that and start just being bold in our faith and just getting out there and just be American. Oh my God, it seems like the most simplest thing in the world. If you've never been overseas, if you've never been to Russia or China or any other of these countries, Go there and see what it's really like to live in the actual world, not in our spoiled America. And you will have a greater appreciation and have so much more love for our country if you actually see what else is out there.
Amen. Amen. Coach Joe Kennedy, thank you, Coach, for getting up this morning and joining us. I greatly appreciate it. Always great to see you, brother.
Yeah. I'll be talking to you, what, next month?
Yes, sir. I hope so.
Awesome.
Yep, 100%. Okay. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. Senator Ted Harvey, former senator from Colorado, will be joining us on the other side. Some tight Senate races. We'll talk with him about that. Folks, we have got to take our country back, and it's going to begin at the voting booth coming up on the 8th of November. How you vote will determine the course of so much of this and our restoration of a constitutional republic. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Coming up more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, former senator of the great state of Colorado. Well, it's still kind of a great state. We're working on it. We're trying. It used to be bright red. I don't know. Anyway, I want to welcome Ted Harvey to the program. Ted, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. I see you've got one of my favorite presidents sitting right up there behind you.
Yeah.
Gotta love.
I actually started my political career in the Reagan White House when I was 22 years old.
My. Let's see. So he's the first president that I voted for.
Yep.
So I was 18, in 1980 when I got to vote for him. I turned 18 that April and then joined the United States Air Force in 82 at the age of 20.
God bless you.
Yeah. So, and you were already at the White House.
Well, I was in the White House in 87.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. There you go. Very good. Very good.
And I was in Air Force ROTC, and I was offered a job in the White House where I would go to boot camp. And I said, White House or boot camp? And I went to work in the White House rather than going to Air Force boot camp.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, let's talk about where we're at right now. Some big races going on. You guys are focusing quite a bit of attention down in North Carolina on the Senate race in North Carolina. Talk to me about what's going on down there.
Well, I think it's pretty much a fait accompli that we're going to take the House by 30 to 50 votes, if not more. And so our PAC, the Committee to Defeat the President, is doing everything we can to help us take back the majority in the United States Senate. And as you know, we have a tie vote there. And so we need to pick up one seat to be able to take the majority. We need to hold our seats that we currently have. And one seat that the Democrats are focusing on specifically is in North Carolina. President Obama did a commercial in North Carolina for the Democrat candidate there. And so my PAC is putting over $1 million in this week to shore up Ted Budd to make sure that he moves from the U.S. House to the U.S. Senate and we continue to hold that important seat so that we don't have any weaknesses going into the November election.
Now, who was there before that?
My gosh, I knew you were going to ask me.
Well, you, when you kind of opened the door for me.
Republican senator who voted against Trump on the impeachment effort, and therefore he didn't run again because he knew he couldn't win. And blanking out on his name. I will think about it here in just a second, but right at the top of my head, I can't think of it. It's too early in the morning.
No, that's okay. He's still sitting there, right? I mean, yes. he would still be.
Yes.
So let me see. List of U.S. senators from North Carolina. Class. Boom. Richard Burr or Tom Tillis?
Burr.
Burr. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, his term is ending on January 3rd, 2023, coming up.
Yes, it is.
So
it ended when he voted to impeach Trump. So
well, there you go. and folks, we need to understand that vote isn't, you know, I support President Trump. In about, you know, 92% of the things that he does, you know, especially on the policy side, I'm puzzled by some of the endorsements that he's done, honestly. But otherwise I really do support what he's done. But this isn't even about that. This is about the ridiculousness of each one of the impeachment efforts that were brought against him and how ludicrous. And now when you find out, you know, the facts about Russia, and you find out about the FBI, and then you watch what's happening with the January 6th with J6, you know, this is a commission of tyrants and treasonous people. This is why what we're talking about, the Senate races, are so important, Ted.
It is. And you look at the two impeachment trials, all of those were just an effort. It was political theater to try to stop the Trump administration from being able to implement their agenda. And the Democrats and the FBI and the establishment in Washington, D.C. did everything they could to stifle his administration, and they did it successfully. The fact that you have Republicans that played along with Nancy Pelosi and worked with them, both behind the scenes and publicly, they are just as much traitors as is the FBI director and anybody in the FBI that tried to implement that coup as well. And they all should be thrown out of office. And thankfully, the Republican voters actually did do that to almost every one of the Republicans who worked with Nancy Pelosi in the impeachment efforts over those 4 years. They're not going to be able to run again. And they had to retire, and good riddance with all of them. And hopefully on November 8th, we will do the same thing with most of the Democrats that voted for it as well.
You know, it's interesting you make that point, and I think it's something we probably should highlight a little bit. And that is that, you know, in the primaries, it became very clear a number of them just chose not to run, like Richard Burr. Others who did run ran into major, major problems, major challenges. And mainstream media has been almost silent when it comes to reporting on that.
Case in point, Ms. Cheney, just to the north of me in Wyoming here. You had people on the ground in Wyoming saying, oh, it's going to be a tight race. It's a tight race. I think most of the political establishment do not understand what's happening on the grassroots of the United States, especially within the Republican Party. We are sick and tired of this establishment elitist cabal that is running our country in Washington, D.C., including Republicans, and we want our country back. We're sick of the left that has taken over social media, that has taken over the media, that has taken over academia, and pushing their radical leftist agenda in every aspect of our lives, and they're saying enough is enough. And they are getting out to vote at school board elections and throwing out the radical leftists in school board elections.
Yeah.
And come November 8th, they're going to be taking control of their government in Washington, D.C. as well. And I don't think the establishment knows what to do about it. And I don't think it should be lost on anybody that the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago 1 week after the Trump-endorsed candidates won 170 of their primaries. And are putting the fear of God in the establishment in Washington, D.C., because they're going to be controlling the caucuses in both the Republican House and the Republican Senate.
Well, you know, I can give you an example of that right down here in Texas. You know, Senator Ted Cruz is a pretty popular senator. He's still, you know, a popular senator here in Texas, but he was at, there's a Texas, I believe it's Texas Truth Project, up in Texas, which is one of the stronger, Jonathan Stickland. It's a pretty strong and powerful grassroots group that has grown up out in North Texas. And he was asked who he was endorsing for governor. This was during the primary, and he endorsed Greg Abbott, and they booed him off the stage. The boos were so loud that they literally booed him and were like, and he was trying to explain, and they were like, you can't explain this one. Sorry. There, you can't. You know, we had Don Huffines, we had, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who I supported, and Abbott did win, I think Abbott's gotten the message too. You better, because the other thing that's interesting is when Trump was down in Robeson, Abbott was not invited. Abbott excused himself, oh, I can't come, but he wasn't invited. I know the people who put that on down there. I know the people who put on an event 140 miles north of that, because I was a part of that. And Abbott wasn't invited to either one of those events.
There is a revolution going on across this country at the grassroots. And thankfully our founding fathers set up a system where our revolutions take place at the ballot boxes. And, there's a rude awakening happening for, the Democrats and for the establishment Republicans that are, you know, working behind the scenes to undermine everything that our country represents, you know, traditional values and common sense and America first. And, those people are getting thrown out. If they're not getting on the train, they're getting thrown out.
Well, I agree with you. I think the message, you know, not that we want a Beto O'Rourke, by the way, or Robert O'Rourke. He's an Irishman. He's not, Beto is, you know, more of his lies. But we're trying to send a message to Greg Abbott, along with any of these that are, you know, there in the primary, that, hey, we are going to hold your feet to the fire. We are going to demand that you follow the platforms that we sent you there to, and the policies that we sent you there to support. And we're going to be on you to make sure that you are following those things. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the key races, obviously North Carolina, but I know there are other races that you guys are following as well. I'd like to talk about those and where you believe we stand with regards to each of them. We'll be back to talk about that coming up right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Former Senator Ted Harvey, he is a part of the Stop Joe PAC. Well, actually, the Committee to Defeat the President. I don't know how. Where are we at? Is that
Committee to Defeat the President? But our URL is stopjoe.com.
Okay. All right. There we go. I knew I kind of had those things merged in my mind. So let's talk about, races in particular, where things are. I know, and I'm not a big fan, and my audience knows this, I'm not a big Dr. Oz fan. Fetterman is, you know, the lesser of the two evils, but Oz is, you know, pro-abortion, pro-sodomite, pro-transition kids, a Turkish citizen. I'm stretched to try to find the reason. The only reason to vote for him is that he does have an R behind his name and he's not Fetterman.
Having an R in front of your name is no justification by which a Christian should be voting for anybody. Mm-hmm. If they are for killing babies, dismembering them, and selling their body parts, then by definition, Christians shouldn't be voting for them. And I implore all Christians not to vote party line, but to vote their conscience and their moral code, not the political party. So having said that, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm not supporting Dr. Oz, and I'm only supporting pro-life Christian concern. It doesn't have to be Christians, but pro-life candidates, preferably Christians. I think the next place to go is to look at the Georgia race, where Herschel Walker is a very passionate Christian. Has he had flaws in the past? I'm sure he has. Every one of us has. But I can assure you, I know him. I've worked with him. He is a devout Christian and very passionate about saving this country and getting us back on the right track. And our PAC is supporting him. We are supporting J.D. Vance and his race. We're supporting Blake Masters in his race. We're supporting Laxalt in Nevada. And those are races that I think we will win, and we will hold the majority, and we'll hold our current seats, and we will take back the majority, with solid Trump endorsed America First candidates that will work hard to save the Republic. And that's all I care about.
quick question. Are you involved in any of the governor's races? Like, for example, Kerry Lake in Arizona. Are you having any involvement in that? Or are you focused solely on the Senate and the House and that race?
Yeah, my PAC is the committee to defeat the president.
Got it.
And the way we defeat him in 2022 is by taking back the House and the Senate. Like I said, it's a fait accompli. We're going to take back the House. So we are focusing 100% on taking back the Senate. And that's where all of our resources are going. So I think Carrie Lake is a hero. I think she is an example to Republican candidates in the future. If you want to win a race, you look at the most recent poll that came out this morning. She's up by 11% in the most recent poll. She's an example to Republicans all across this country who want to run for anything in the future, that if you want to win, you've got to stand up as a bold, passionate, common sense, traditional values, America first candidate.
Yeah.
And you will be able to destroy your Democrat opponent if you are going to unapologetically stand up there and fight for America.
And articulate that so well.
Yeah, Arizona is a, you know, 50-50 split, one third split state.
Sure.
And, she is beating, a solid Democrat in that state, and she is going to help the entire ticket all the way down the ballot because she is boldly going out there and leading where so many candidates across the country are just being weasels and not wanting to be controversial and trying to win the middle. Well, you're not going to win the middle, and you're going to lose your base if you aren't going to go out there and stand for common sense values.
And my message to people that are running is look, you don't understand how many people there are that are out there that are actually looking for a principled candidate to say, I can vote for that. You said, you know, you're like, you said, hey, look, you know, as a Christian, can you vote for that person? Can you cast your ballot before God and say, yes, I'm going to vote for this individual? And there are so many people. Look, a new Pew poll said 69% of Americans claim to be religious, and 49% of them say that their religion is important to them. 49% candidates, listen to that, 49%. And yet of that, actively, you may get 20 to 22% of that 49 that actually votes. Why? The other 27% are so convicted about their principles that they're saying, I don't have anybody to vote for. Fix that.
In here in Colorado, I'm not voting for the Republican nominee for the United States Senate for that very reason. He's pro-choice. And I, as a Christian, cannot vote for somebody who believes that it's okay to kill babies, dismember them, and sell their body parts on the open market. I can't vote for anybody that supports that.
Agreed. All right, final minute, and that is this. We've got a lame duck session, and I'll bring you back, and we'll talk more about this, okay, in another couple of weeks. But this lame duck session is shaping up to be a very scary time period because there are some of these senators that didn't run that have given every indication that they may waffle on us on some very important things that have come through the House. Very quickly, 30 seconds now. Any thoughts?
Yeah, well, we still have to get 60 votes in the Senate to get any of this radicalness passed. And the Democrats won't have that. But we need to hold our Republicans accountable. And we need to put bills on the president's desk that are going to put him on record. Where is he on building a wall? Where is he on putting in place the stay in Mexico policy? There's a lot of issues that are out there that we can put on the president's desk moving forward that are going to put these Republican rhinos on record for their next election. And they're going to have to be looking over their shoulder coming in 2024.
There we go. Senator Ted Harvey, again, committee to stop the president. Committee to stop the president PAC. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up after this.
Thanks, buddy. God bless.
God bless
Everyone
you.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.